If you're like me, you're super excited for the holidays, but not so excited about searching everywhere for deals so that you can save money. That's why RetailMeNot is amazing. They make it really easy to save on everything. Their website and their app have great discounts at stores that you love. You can find instant savings on toys, electronics, and more, up to 70% off. Plus, they have an instant coupon finder called Genie that automatically finds and applies deals when you're shopping online. Visit RetailMeNot.com/bones to start saving the easy way.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come, Bobby.
Oh, yeah. Welcome to Monday's show. I was out late last night, everybody, so heads up.
Here we go.
I didn't get in until like 1 o'clock this morning, but right now, pretty good. I'm still a little delirious.
but you're still up from last night.
Yeah, like a couple hours from now, maybe get a little cranky. I'm just giving you guys a heads up. I feel like if you know ahead of time, it's all good. It's all fair. Like, Amy will warn me sometimes when she comes in, if she's like, no, I'm having my time of the month.
Yep.
And because of that, I go, you know what? Respect. And then I see it. And then I'm able. So, by the way.
Late night last night.
Hey, respect. We see that.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
I'll tell you more about what happened later. By the way, more studio.
Morning.
Well. Here we are again for another week. I guess I can mention this male birth control story that I saw. And it's not that I would say don't trust it. I would say don't trust him. More than I would say don't trust it. Because the story is the National Institute of Health. They're doing this big study. They're testing it out to see if a topical gel for men could prevent pregnancy. So, I would say if a dude's like, don't worry, I'm on it. That's what I'm saying. Don't trust him more than not trust it.
I would trust him more than I trust her.
No,
just because.
It's not the point.
Yeah, that's not the point. We're not comparing the two. And I think in general, I've never had someone lie to me about that. I know dudes that will lie. They'll say anything. It's on.
As long as we can still move forward.
Yeah, right. And so, the story is humans have long used contraception to prevent pregnancy. But now, this one here, it's a gel.
Does sound shady, though.
What?
It's a topical cream.
It does. Yeah.
How does that work? No, don't worry about it. You don't have to explain it.
Yeah. But I saw that. I just want to make the statement to start the show. It's not that you shouldn't trust it, because if they come out and say it works, I would assume it's been so tested, because the FDA doesn't clear things. Except it takes years to get cleared. So it's not that you shouldn't trust it. Just don't trust dudes. Matter of fact, it's not even about this. Period. Don't trust dudes, period.
In everything in life.
Just don't trust dudes.
We're all shady.
I was talking to a friend about that, and I was like, you know, dudes are consistently just dudes. Like, you have good dudes, and you have guys that can control their impulses and guys that can't, but everybody has those impulses. You just have to know who you can trust when. And even then, humans are so human. You know, when Tim Tebow was in, I was talking to him because I made the joke in my last book that everybody, regardless of who you see, you may put them on a pedestal, you may think the opposite, think they're really garbage. We're all humans. We all have our highs and lows. And since we're all human, there's always that scale. And I said, except for Tim Tebow in my book. And then when he's actually in here, it was kind of funny because I was like, oh, you're the guy that has no faults, you know?
Yeah, and you told him to his face.
I did. I got to tell him to his face. So that's the deal. We're here. It's Monday. Hope everybody had a great weekend. Lunchbox, how was your Thanksgiving?
Thanksgiving was great.
I'm just kidding. Wait a minute, what? That was like 2 weeks ago. I'm just kidding.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
It's producer Raymundo. Former President George H.W. Bush passed away. He was 94 years old. In sports, the college football playoffs was announced. The four teams are Alabama, Clemson, Notre Dame, and Oklahoma. And finally, in weather news, 50s and 60s in most places. Pretty cold in the Midwest and North today.
Priscilla from Texas is on. Hey, Priscilla.
Hey, Bobby. How are you?
I'm pretty good. Are you good today?
I am wonderful. Thank you for asking.
Yeah, what's going on with you?
Well, I wanted to tell you a story. I kept trying to MMS it to you, but it was too long. So, basically, my birthday was on Monday, and I turned 41. And my husband is a contractor, and he's always, always bringing home all this extra stuff that we don't need from houses that he cleans out and all this stuff. So, Monday, he brought home, like, these two guitars, and I'm like, okay, great. I'm like, well, whose are they? And I was looking at one. I couldn't read it at all. And I'm like, okay, we don't even know whose guitar it is. Who signed it? And he's like, well, it doesn't matter. They're probably worth something. And I'm like, okay, probably. You're right. So the next day I called my aunt and I was talking to my aunt on the phone. I picked up the second guitar and I looked at it and I just started screaming. And she's like, what's wrong? What's wrong? I'm like, I have to go. I'll call you back later. And so I called my friend who were both huge fans of yours. I'm like, oh my gosh, I have a Bonnie Bones song guitar. And she's like, what? And I'm like, yes. And I explained it to her. I took her pictures. Anyway, you and Eddie signed it for the Raging Idiots and Lindsay L signed it. And there's a couple other signatures on it, but I can't read them all. But I can definitely read y'all, so I appreciate you signing that I could read. And I'm like, hey, happy birthday to me. I was so excited about it.
Happy birthday to her. Come on, happy birthday. Got a big birthday week. Okay, let me say this then. If you will, hey, can we get her... Raymond, give her like your email address or something.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, send us that picture. I'll tell you who signed it. I can probably look at it, right, Eddie?
Yeah.
We can tell you who the...
We probably remember where we signed
it. We can tell you who the other names are. How do you feel about that?
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be awesome. That'd be great.
And happy birthday. I'll tell you. We'll also... I'll have a B-team hat. I'll send you a signed B-team hat. You good with that?
Oh, yes. Awesome. Thank you.
But here's the question. Should I be like, oh, man, that someone left it behind?
I thought
someone moved out of a house and just left it behind.
Yeah, that's crazy.
How do I feel about that, though? Be honest with me, Priscilla.
Honestly, I was kind of thinking the same thing, but we all volunteer out the Star Texas Rodeo, so I don't know if she even knows who you are to know that it's a great thing or if someone just gave it to her. Yeah. I don't know how she came about it, but also she downsized, and so maybe she honestly just had to eliminate certain things, and a size guitar is kind of big, so I don't know.
I'm glad you got it. I want to get your email address, and I want to tell you who else signed that guitar. And I appreciate you listening to the show. I'm going to send you a little something, too, all right?
Thank you.
All right.
That's awesome.
Thank you very much. Hold on one second. I always feel weird about signing stuff and thinking that's valuable because it's me. Who cares? But, like, Morgan number two, I'm going to sign a couple of books for her mom for Christmas.
Right. She wants that.
And I haven't done it yet because I feel awkward about it. Morgan number two, if you just bring me the books, I'll just do it. And
okay,
I'll sign. I'm not going to say off the air, give me those books so I can sign them. Because I just feel, I will sign whatever anybody wants all the time. I will take a picture, but I always feel like, who am I to sign something? You know?
But they get joy out of that autograph.
If they do, great, because I like it when people take pictures of me. Like when Tim Tebow was here last week, I was like, I always believe if you're a fan of someone, you should tell them. And if you want to get a picture, and if they're not eating or with their kids, ask to take a picture. And so I was like, hey, Tim Tebow, take a picture. I'm a big fan. I did that to somebody else recently, too. And I was like, yeah, I'm a big fan. And so, who did I do that to? Emmett Smith. But yeah. then it turned into a mentoring session with Emmett Smith.
Yeah.
From Stars.
Did you get his number, too?
No.
Oh.
I didn't get Emmett Smith's number. No, I didn't. You know who did send me their number, though, was Donald Driver. He sent me another message. He won Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah.
Played for the Packers. Yep. He was like, here's my number. Call me if you ever want to talk.
Dang, dude. You got so many cool numbers.
It's all the Dancing with the Stars winners.
That's
amazing. We have our own secret handshake and everything.
Really?
Yeah. We don't tell anybody that, though. Yeah.
The Bobby Bones Show.
We're talking about really nice celebrities, and you meet them, and you go, wow, that's really cool that celebrity's nice. Because on Friday's show, I was talking about Tom Bergeron, who hosts Dancing with the Stars. And I was like, who's really nice? And people are still talking about this. I like it. Hey, Amanda in Georgia. Hi, Amanda. Are you there?
How are you?
Hey, what's happened? So we're talking about celebrities that are super nice. Who did you meet?
I met Al Roker about 5 years ago when I was working at Longhorn in Perry, Georgia. He was with his family. Super nice. I didn't know who he was at first. The table behind him was like, do you know who that is? And I was like, nope. And they told me it was Al Roker from the Today Show. And I was like, oh, yeah, it is. And super nice. Excellent tipper.
Yeah, excellent tipper.
Wow. Come on.
Yes.
Come on. I bet there's a pressure, I bet, whenever you're Al Roker and you're famous to leave a big tip, right?
Well, good thing for him. I didn't know who he was. I didn't recognize him, so.
But were you like, here's your ticket, wink, wink, at the end? Like,
I did, because I was like, I didn't say anything like, oh, my gosh, you're Al Roker. You're the table behind me just freaked out and told me. But yeah, I wasn't expecting anything, you know, outrageous. But he was a very good tipper, very nice man, super polite.
Very good tipper.
Wow. Like, I want to know how much.
Lunchbox.
Come on.
All right.
Good
Amanda,
answer.
Thank you very much for your call. Appreciate you listening, too.
Absolutely. Y'all have a good day.
Yeah, you too. See you later. Hey, let's go over to Virginia Beach. Hey, Rebecca.
Hi, Bobby.
What's happening? Are you good?
I'm good. I'm really good. I'm traveling this morning. I left my girls at JMU, and I'm heading back to Virginia Beach, and I can usually only get you at two stations, and this morning I'm like, what am I going to do? I've got an early morning travel, and I'm thumbing through, and there you are. And so I got you on three different stations all the way on my travels. It's so exciting.
Where are you traveling from? Like, what towns did you pick us up in?
I got you in Harrisonburg.
Oh, love Harrisonburg. Yeah. Love it there. It's the summer there. Where else?
104, I think it's 104.3 on the FM. But anyway, and then someplace in Richmond, I pick you up.
Oh, yeah. Love it there. It's the summer
and then,
there. Where else?
Of course, Virginia Beach.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Was there this weekend. I love it. Love it. Well, thank you very much. So, wait, you dropped the kids off at school or what?
I have two girls in college up there.
How's that going?
Camp there to see them. It's going really well. I got a freshman and a senior, and they both have performances, so I'm going to check that out.
Uh-oh, you're chopping out. Must be going to another one of those towns.
No.
Yep. No, we lost her.
No.
She went through the tunnel. No, appreciate you calling, though. Appreciate that.
Bobby Bones Show. The latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Morgan No. 2's 30 Second Skinny.
Dolly Parton and Miranda Lambert shared their collaboration for Parton's Netflix film, Dumblin. The song is called Dumb Blonde. Here's a clip.
Just because I'm blonde, don't think I'm dumb.
Reba McEntire was awarded at the 2018 Kennedy Center Honors last night, along with other innovators like Cher, Lin-Manuel Miranda, and more. Our own Bobby Bones was one of the presenters to her. The ceremony will air on CBS on December 26th at 8, 7 Central. Just 1 week before the release of his new album, Brett Young shared another song. It's called Catch. Here's a clip.
I thought that I can't you buzz, can't you gain, can't you breathe the poison, same old thing. Can't you care back to my place? But then I saw your face. Now you got me trying to catch you.
I'm Morgan No. 2. That's your skinny.
The Bobby Bones Show.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
Here you go. While some brides want their wedding day to be really all about them, one bride was more than happy to share. When Natalie got ready to toss her bouquet, because she had just been married. Is you going to toss it? You know how that lunchbox they throw it over their head?
Yeah.
And they're all back there ready to catch that bouquet. Instead of tossing it, she turns around and hands the bouquet to her bridesmaid.
Huh.
Her bridesmaid's name is Christy. So the thing is, you know what happens if you catch the bouquet,
yeah,
right?
You're supposed to be getting married next.
Right. So she hands the bouquet to her friend. Moments later, her boyfriend got down on one knee. It was all pre-planned. And proposed to her at the wedding.
Terrible.
Oh, you don't like that?
That's stealing the thunder from the bride.
No, because the bride gave the thunder.
I understand. No.
Yeah, the bride knew what was happening, so she handed her the bouquet.
I understand, but now anybody talking about that wedding, they're not talking about how beautiful the wedding is. They're talking about the engagement at the wedding.
What about how beautiful the whole thing is? Here's the story. If you're thinking the proposal took away from the bride and groom's special day, the bride was the one whose idea it was.
There you go. How about that?
Yeah, she says, we all wanted it to share, we wanted it to all be awesome for everyone. So that's what I'm talking about right there. That's what it's all about.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Yuma, Arizona. A man was at the local Walmart checking out the meats. He was looking, oh, I'm trying to get a ribeye. I'm going to grill out. Ooh, that ribeye looks good. Mm. He bends over to get it. Forgot about the gun in his waistband. Uh-huh. Starts to slip. He grabs it.
Oh.
Boom.
Oh.
Shot the meat.
Oh, he shot the... Wait. Which meat?
His meat.
The one that wasn't for sale?
Yeah, the one that was not for sale.
The one he wasn't checking out?
Oh, man.
The one that wasn't $4.99 a pound?
Hey-o.
And he got charged for unlawful discharge for firing the gun inside the Walmart.
Boy, I wonder if you just bend over and shoot. And the safety was off or what?
Yeah, safety was off.
Why would you carry a gun with the safety off? I'm going to tell you. Even most of my life hunting, I kept a safety on at all times, unless it was time to go, all right, safety off.
Mm-hmm.
All the time. Well, I shot himself in the meat.
Shot himself in the meat. I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead story of the day.
There you go. Thank you, Lunchbox.
Go.
On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Tucker Bethard.
There he is. Tucker Bethard is walking in the room. What up, buddy? You good?
Yeah.
We're on the air, so don't curse. I know how
Yeah.
I've been around you too much. You good, buddy?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
I'm good. If you want the headphones, you can put them on. That way my voice sounds a little crisper, a little clearer.
Yeah, I might do that.
My radio voice. How you been, bud?
Doing good.
All I know is I look online, and I see that cover of your new record. This is like last week.
Yeah.
And it's like Tucker Bethard releasing a double album. It's called Nobody's Everything, and it's like you wearing like a hat, sitting on the ground. Mm-hmm. Like, what's this guy up to? what's happening with you, dude?
Man, I just had to get out of the last thing I was in. Just wanted more freedom to put out the music that I wanted to.
Aggressive play with the two. You're going to put out two records.
Yeah. I mean, I just had like a lot of music that's kind of been sitting around for a long time. And I wasn't really sure what I wanted to do, but I knew where I was wasn't where I needed to be. So I just wanted the freedom to go in and make the album that I wanted to. So that's what I did.
They asked me, hey, what do you want to hear? And so I know you have your guitar with you. I like to hear Leave Me Alone.
Yeah, sure.
I'd also like to know what the song's about.
You know, people that you thought had like your back and whatnot, like kind of leaving when you need them most and whatnot. And it kind of, this whole transition period for me leading up to this album kind of tapped into a whole new thing for me as a songwriter, like emotionally. And it was just something I was just feeling one day and just started messing around and just kind of melodically screamed, you know, just leave me alone. And it's easiest to kind of just go about the song through a girl, you know, because it's most relatable. But it's really not, for me personally, it's more so goes beyond that.
All right, you want to play it for us?
Yeah,
all right,
sure.
Tucker Bethard, you can check out the record. Nobody's Everything. You got 9 songs out as of right now. Just came out. Tucker plays guitar. You play drums on this record?
I did, yeah.
Look at you. Because you wanted to or because you're broke? Because it's two different, you know, it's, or both.
Well, I am broke, but even if I was rich, I still, I'm pretty picky about drums, so I just prefer to do it myself.
All right, Tucker Bethard, here is Leave Me Alone. Hey guys, so because of licensing rules, we can't play anything with music on this iHeartRadio channel or podcast anymore. But you can go to BobbyBones.com to see it. We hate that we had to take it down. It wasn't our decision, but just wanted to keep you up, and we wanted to keep up as much as possible. So go to BobbyBones.com to watch or hear whatever you're missing right now, and thank you for listening to the show, and sorry about all the legal stuff.
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Tucker Bethard here this morning. Got a new record called Nobody's Everything. That's called Leave Me Alone. And so all these songs are right now, but then you're going to put out another record in like January, is that right?
Yeah, I hope so, January. I'm working on, I'm about to sign a deal, so.
Triple album is what I hear then. 3 records, come on. A triple album, yes.
Yeah, I mean, hopefully, because I do want to look at this whole thing as like, as much, you know, we're splitting it up and whatnot, just because there's a lot of information. But overall, like, I do look at the whole thing as being one project. So hopefully it'll follow up the first half pretty. I plan on January, but no promises.
Well, let me know.
I will. You'll be the first to know.
Let me know. Tucker Bethard, check out Nobody's Everything. And good to see you, my friend. We'll see you probably next year.
Yeah, no doubt.
There he is. Tucker Bethard, everybody. Clap ears.
Bobby Bones.
I have a story here that says, status symbols make people hate you. Lunchbox, your thoughts?
Oh, yeah, because they're jealous of what you got and they want it.
According to a new study, owning status symbols like expensive watches, cars, houses, sunglasses, and clothing actually decrease your chances of forming new friendships or attracting the opposite sex.
That's fine. If you want to be a hater, I don't want to be your friend anyway. I want to hang with people on my level. So if you're not in my status symbol, then I don't want you. If you don't have the same watch, same car, same kind of houses, kick rocks.
What's your level and what kind of cars and houses do you
have?
Well,
I don't have those yet, but I'm saying if I'm up at that level and you're jealous of that, I don't want you to be my friend anyway. Like, you should be cool to be lounging in my vet or my Lambo.
But you don't have a vet or a Lambo.
I'm saying if I did, though.
What do you have?
05 Ultima. 197,000 miles.
Still chugging along, huh?
It's not chugging. It's smooth. Like,
is
it's
it?
Like, it's just chilling.
Do you still pack your car with your garbage?
Yeah, it's still full of stuff and clothes, and it seems to pile up somehow. I clean it, and then, like, a week later, it seems to be a mess again. I don't know how that happens.
It sounds like laundry with me. It's like, how do I get so much laundry? All of a sudden, 3 days later, I have them full of towels. I wash towels all the time. Do you use towels over and over again?
I use them for about 2 or 3 weeks.
Wow. Your wife lets you do that?
What do you mean? It's my towel. Like, I don't understand how that, what's the big deal? You, it dries out, you wash. I mean, just think.
Okay.
You're rubbing a clean body on a towel. So why would you wash it?
Bacteria from the moisture. From
the water.
No, it dries. You hang it up. You don't just lay it on the ground. That's when you get this smelly towel. You got to hang it up and let it dry out.
I hear that you thought the Tim Tebow interview was the best interview that's ever been on the show.
Oh, ever. Ever.
Ever. By the way, Tim Tebow came in last week, and Lunchbox thought it was the best interview that's ever happened on the show.
Dude, do you realize how awesome it was to have Tim Tebow in here and to hear him talk about life? And, like, you felt inspired when he left here. He inspired all of our listeners. He was incredible.
He's part of the club of superstars that get here early. There's a club of about five of them, like superstars. They're here 15 minutes early for an interview. Like Keith Urban, Garth Brooks, Tim McGraw. Mm. If there's an interview at 7 a.m., they're here at 6:40.
It's pretty amazing.
And then you're like, oh, should I rush to get them on? They're like, no, we're just here to be ready when you're ready. And he was here early. He walked in the glass room, and I saw him as we were doing a segment before him, and he was in there talking to like Raymundo and stuff, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. And all our listeners, we were hanging on every word he was going to say. Like, we were like, ooh, say more, Tim. Say more. Just walked away. Phenomenal interview. Best one ever.
But we've had a lot of really big guests on the show. He's never acted like this ever. Lunchbox has never mentioned, like, that was the best interview ever.
That's cool. I loved Tim Tebow. I thought he was a pretty normal dude.
Right.
I thought he was super nice, though. I like that. We were talking about nice celebrities, too. Hey, Justin in Missouri.
Hey, how's it going?
You good, buddy?
I'm good.
So we're talking about nice celebrities, and Tom Bergeron was a topic. Tim Tebow we're talking about. Who have you met that was super nice?
When I was a kid, my siblings and I, we did like commercials and stuff. When we lived in Southern California, and I met Michael J. Fox.
Oh, yeah? How was he?
He was super nice. We were on Family Ties, and it was a Christmas special, and he was sick like all day long. And it was like the end of the day, and he was like crashed like on the set in a chair. And I was really nervous, and but my sister had a huge crush on him. So I walked up to him, and I talked to him for a little bit, and I was like, hey, could you get this autograph for my sister? And he was like, absolutely, man. And he was just, I mean, he was dead tired, but he went out of his way, went back, got an autograph for her, and got an autograph for me.
That's cool.
So awesome.
While he's sick, too. That's cool. Hey, thank you for that story. Appreciate that, Justin. Thanks for listening. Over to Jennifer in New Orleans. Hey, Jennifer.
Hi, how are you?
Good. We're talking about celebrities that are super nice. Do you have one?
Mark Wahlberg.
Really?
Super nice, yes.
Tell me the story about where you met him.
So I was at a conference in New Orleans. Well, I live in New Orleans, but I was at a conference, and we were at the Roosevelt Hotel, and it was about midnight. He was filming Deepwater Horizon, and his SUV pulled up, and he was filming all day. And we were kind of nervous to go up to him, but my friend and I went up to him, and he was incredibly sweet. She started kind of freaking out, and she was like, I'm so sorry. I'm being that girl right now. And he was like, that's okay. You can be that girl. And he took pictures with us, and he was just incredibly sweet.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
He's like the coolest dude, too, right? Like, when you think of cool dudes, who do you think about? Mark Wahlberg, The Rock?
Yeah.
I mean, I just think of cool dudes as dudes with muscles. Amy's husband?
Mm-hmm.
Cool All of dude. Them are cool dudes. Hmm. Anybody else you put on that cool dude list?
George Clooney.
Yeah, cool dude.
He's a cool dude.
Brad Pitt. Everybody's so good looking if they're cool dudes.
What? Leo.
Leo, cool dude. You don't think he's a cool dude?
I don't know. I don't really put him in that category.
Ah, Timberlake.
Cool dude.
Yeah, cool, cool dude. Dude. Yeah.
Lunchbox. Cool dude.
Cool dude. The cool list of dudes.
Yeah.
I do have a little something special for you guys coming up in a little bit. Not a gift. Relax.
She always thinks it's a gift.
It's not a gift. I'm doing something, like a little something on the show.
Cool, man.
Also, by the way, tonight's the big Christmas party at my house. So we're all getting ready for the big dinner tonight at my house.
Come on. It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Gwen Thibodeau is a volunteer for Meals on Wheels out there in Provo, Utah, and every Wednesday she takes meals to the elderly. So there's one 85-year-old man, when she goes to his door, he meets her at the front door. So she knocks. He doesn't answer. She's like, man, that's weird. He's always at the front door. Goes around back, knocks, no answer. Looks inside and sees him slumped over a chair. She opens the door because it's unlocked, yells his name a couple times. He's passed out. She calls 911. He had taken the wrong medication. And luckily for her, she realized, you know what? There has to be something wrong. He always meets me at the front door.
Yeah, luckily. Then she went to the back door.
Yeah.
First of all, she cared. First, front door. Then she went to the back door. Then she looked in. Then she went in. Yeah, all that's good. And then I'm assuming he's okay.
And he's okay. They took him to the hospital. It was just a medication mix-up. And, you know, he's okay. And Gwen's a hero.
That's it right there. That's what we're talking about. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
When you think of the perfect gift, you probably don't think of an electric toothbrush. But the Quip electric toothbrush is one of the most gift-guided gifts of the season. It's perfect for everyone with a mouth, and it's something they'll use twice a day. Quip includes sensitive sonic vibrations that are gentle enough on your sensitive gums, a built-in timer with guiding pulses to remind you when to switch sides, a multi-use cover that mounts to mirrors to make holiday travel easy. It comes in a color to suit everyone for your list, too. Four sleek metallic handles, two poppy plastics, and a red brush that gives back. Plus, the Quip toothbrush runs for 3 months on one charge. No more clunky charger required. Quip looks like a big ticket tech gift with a stocking stuffer price starting at just $25. And if you go to getquip.com/Bobby, get your first refill pack for free with a Quip electric toothbrush. But you have to go and get it, and don't tell your giftie that either. To get your first refill pack for free, and check it out, getquip.com/Bobby. GETQUIP.com/Bobby.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So many good stories from last night and from this weekend. But a little bit, I get kind of nervous to share them, and not because I don't want people to know them, because I'm not that cool, but they're really cool stories. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not... It's like I share them, people be like, Bob, you're so cool, look at all the...
I think if you preface it with, like...
I'm not that cool?
Just, I'm not that cool, just know that when I'm telling this, I'm telling you because, like, I'm, you know...
Like, I feel like I'm... Our listeners can live through me. Someone like them, who's kind of... I get to kind of go see the other side sometimes. So, but like, last night I was hanging out with Kelly Clarkson.
Whoa. That's cool.
I hung out with Lin-Manuel Miranda, the guy from Hamilton.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh. Yeah, he like...
Director? Was, is that what he is? Did, writer?
He was in it, the lead, and then he... Yeah. And he
I know Mary from credit card commercials now.
Well, and he was talking about the mirror ball, because I had it with me, like an idiot.
But, you had it with you?
Amy, I'm still an idiot.
At the thing?
Well,
at the...
for dress rehearsal, yeah.
Oh, wow.
I got right off the airplane, and then I had to go right to the Kennedy Center Honors event.
Mm-hmm.
So we had a dress rehearsal, and I didn't think that everybody would be there. But it was a full rehearsal. So every single person that was on the show, it was the Lin-Manuel Miranda, it was Kelly Clarkson, I hung out with Lady Antebellum, I saw a Little Big Town, Brooks and Dunn. I took a picture with them
so
last
cool.
night. They have a lot of stories.
And so you walk into rehearsal with your mirror ball?
I walk into the green room, because I have my backpack on and my mirror ball. I got off the airplane. And I just laid it on the table. But you know what was the most popular thing in that room? That mirror ball.
Yep.
And I had it in my hand. I picked it up, and I don't want to be able to touch it. So the Lin-Manuel Miranda, the guy that does Hamilton, said, hey, man, is that the mirror ball from Dancing with the Stars? And I was like, yeah. And he's like, did you win that? And I was like, yeah. And he goes, that's awesome. He goes, you know what? I had in my office for a long time. I was like, what's that? He goes, you know, Nickelodeon Guts? He goes, I had the Aggro Crack trophy. And so then we got on this conversation about trophies that were funny. I don't know what planet I live on now.
Yeah.
But I was in a tux. It's the whole thing. I was in a tux talking about the Aggro Crack trophy. Mm-hmm.
To the Broadway guy.
Yeah. Yeah. Who else? I saw Cher.
Did you talk
night.
To her?
Nah.
Oh.
Keep walking by.
She touched your mirror ball?
No, because she was one of the recipients last night.
Oh.
So they kind of came in late. They didn't know who the people were presenting to them. And so last night at the Kennedy Center, I've only ever seen this on TV, by the way. And I'm like, wow, it's a really fancy thing.
So this will air eventually?
On the 26th, I think. Is that right, Mike? Do you know? It airs in a couple weeks. Yeah, 26th. And so from D.C., and by the way, there were Supreme Court justices in the crowd.
Whoa.
Hmm.
There were senators. There were like all these news anchors from CNN and Fox News. It was heavy, man.
Look at these people you're rubbing elbows with.
No, not rubbing elbows. Oh. Mostly just staring at. Like, I know them. Like, I only knew them from TV. And then I go and I'm the first one on the show. And they're like, okay, Reba was first. And Reba was sitting up in, she sits up in a box. And people come out and they surprise her. And they do these presentations. And they go, they introduce me. And they're like, here he is, the most powerful man in country music, which is always weird to have to walk out to.
Yeah.
Oh.
And then they go, and he's a pretty good ballroom dancer. And I was like, now we're talking. That's the kind of answer I like. And then I go out and I talk for a bit and I tell a couple jokes. And I did a video thing and... Then Lady A came out, and then Kristen Chenoweth came out.
How was the crowd when you told the jokes?
Well, it was okay. I gotta be honest with
tough
you.
Tough crowd. Supreme Court justices.
The crowd was a little older. And it was the very, I was the very first person out. And so it's tough.
Break that ice.
Yeah, and I knew I wasn't the one. I wasn't brought out to do comedy per se. They had someone else from her show, Reba, that was doing comedy.
Oh, yeah.
But I was just talking about how cool Reba is. I was like, hey, listen, I talked about the first time I ever saw Reba. I was like, I was 12 years old, went to a Reba concert in Arkansas. And I said, she might have been a country superstar, and I might have been in section Z99999, nosebleed section, and I might have been just a kid with a mullet, you know, whatever. And I don't know if the people knew what a mullet was.
Oh.
A little bit they did.
Like maybe they've never had one.
Like maybe that's just a...
Oh, surely they know what a mullet is.
I don't know. They're a bunch of really rich, old people. And I don't know if they know what mullets are. Because I had a mullet.
Yeah.
And so then I was like, Reba, things really haven't changed. You're still as honest, except for the mullet. Things are all you're still the same person. It was good. I thought it was good. But there are a lot of pictures up on my Instagram, Mr. Bobby Bones. I'm trying to think if there's anything else that happened I wanted to share with you guys. But Kristen Chenoweth, was in Wicked, you know, tiny.
Yeah.
So small.
So little.
So, it was pretty cool, man. I don't know. I see Kelly Clarkson, saw her at the airport. We both had to leave pretty early. She had to go back into The Voice. She's so nice. So nice. I was talking to Brooks and Dunn, right? They were sitting right next to me in the seats. And I go up and I see Kix first, who I know a bit. Like, we played the Opry and stuff together. And by the way, they're Brooks and Dunn, by the way. Don't let them get lost on they're Brooks and Dunn. And I'm like, hey, Kix, what's happening? Kix Brooks. And he's like, Bobby, what's happening? And then I go up to Ronnie Dunn, who's sitting one row ahead of him. And I don't think I've spent much time with Ronnie. I know him, obviously, because he's Brooks and Dunn, if I haven't mentioned that yet. Mm-hmm. Like, the greatest. And I said, Ronnie, I'm Bobby. We've only ever... And he goes, listen, I watch you on Dancing with the Stars. And I was like, wait, what?
No way.
Brooks and Dunn?
Ronnie Dunn. He's like, dude, I watched you. I was like, man, that's something crazy. It's funny. It's like one of those nights where you're like, how in the world did this happen to me? It's good, man. I met Amanda Seyfried.
Oh, was she cool?
Yeah, she was knitting.
Who's knitting?
She was in Mean Girls. She is an actress. You'd know her if you...
You would know her if you saw her face. Mm.
I know her, yep.
Yeah, I met her. Yeah, it was good. I wasn't really planning to go on to that segment right there, but that was cool. And I was in a full tux. And it was pretty good. I was feeling pretty good about myself. If you look good, you feel good. If you feel good, you play good. If you play good, they pay good.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
That's right.
Except if I can get paid, then pay me
nothing. Oh, nothing?
No, they don't pay you for that. It's kind of an honor to do it.
Oh, yeah.
And the weird thing was I was doing the press. I was going down the red carpet. By the way, to the new listeners, I'm just not cool. And that's why I geek out about all this, because I never got to do this. And so I go down this red carpet and they want to ask me political questions because we're in D.C. They're like, how do you feel about...
Oh, boy.
Really?
Yeah, and I'm
even
fine with it.
Even at an event that's not political? Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
Did you announce you're running for governor there?
Well, a lot of them would ask that. They would go, hey, and they're like hard, it was like, again, CNN, Fox News, The Hill, all of these political places. And they were like, hey, so tell us about what platform, and what, and I'm like, oh, God.
I just came to present.
I'm like, oh, crazy. Boy. I was just going to tell a couple jokes about Reba and my mullet, and now they want me to. So they were like, well, what party are you going to run for? And I'm like, listen, I don't want to have to accept money from anybody because I want to be able to do what I want to do. I got that big eye next to me, independent, because if you're running under a political party, you have to do what they say. And you may believe a lot of what they believe, but nobody believes everything a party believes. I can tell you right now. And so I said, I'm have my own money. I'm going to spend my own money. Right now, I got the big eye next to me. And that eye is for?
Independent.
Okay, that'll work too.
Well,
ice in my veins.
Oh, my goodness. Did you tell him that?
No.
It's like, oh, my goodness. They could have been like, all right, next person on the red carpet, please.
So, yeah, I wonder if there's anything else. I don't know. I didn't have the notes to talk about this. I wrote a bunch of stuff down. But Mike D and I were on the plane last night, and I was kind of decompressing, going, okay, remember this. Write this down.
Yeah.
I got to talk about all this. And then when I ran into Little Big Town, I was kind of at a low for
Why?
The night. Well, because I didn't know anybody. And you're in with all these fancy people, and there was some reception that I went to. And I'm standing around. I don't know anybody. And I'm looking around. So what my move is, so I don't look like I'm lost, is there are two tables. There's a bar and there's a food table. And I just walk from one to the other back and forth. So it looks like I'm going somewhere.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So all I do is walk across, just beeline one, look something, get something, beeline to the other. So I don't look like I'm wandering. It's like I'm going somewhere.
Yeah.
That I never talked to anybody. I was walking out. And I was like, I'm done. I don't know anybody. And then all Little Big Town was walking in. So I talked to them for a bit. Like familiar faces, man.
Comfort.
It's like first day of high school. You're like, oh, thank goodness.
First day of everything, yeah. Man. First day of my life.
So somebody I know.
Yeah, like, thank goodness. Let's go over to Amy now with the Morning Corny.
The Morning Corny.
What did the surgeon say to the patient that insisted on closing up his own incision?
What?
What?
It's good. You can't repeat that back?
Oh, no.
Suture yourself.
There you go.
Do you know what suture means?
Yeah. Like okay. Stitch someone up. Yeah. Are they?
Suture guys? Yourself.
I mean, I don't know. It's
up I don't know
suture
the first
yourself.
Part.
Yeah, it was a long one. That took us a bit.
Well, okay, but...
There you have it, folks.
That was the Morning Corny.
Oh, my gosh.
Tough room this morning. I have a little announcement right now. Bobby Bone, come on. So I'll say this, Thursday and Friday of this week is our St. Jude Radiothon, where we would love for you to be partners in hope with St. Jude. So many artists are stopping by, and it's really a fantastic couple of days. And for us, and myself in particular, we do a lot for St. Jude, and I'm so happy we're allowed to do that. So over the last 3 years, we've done a show, my band, it's Eddie and I, they're called The Raging Idiots, that's the band. And we do a show at the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville. And we just started playing, and artists just started showing up, and they would play the show, and all the tickets go to St. Jude. And so because it's St. Jude, and because the country community loves working with our hospital so much, we would just start playing, and then artists would show up during the show. Year one, we were like, what is happening? Year two, year three. And now I'm going to announce the Raging Idiots Million Dollar Show, number 4. It is happening January 14th, 2019 at the Ryman Auditorium. Tickets are on sale, bobbybones.com. I think tickets go on sale Wednesday. It's not written on here what day they go on sale, so make you get me that, please. So I will read to you now who's going to show up and play with us, if you're ready. By the way, we do this. You come to the show. We'd love for you to come to the show if you can get tickets. It's a tough ticket to get, but it's for a great cause. Joining us, the Raging Idiots, Luke Bryan. Sunrise, sunburn, sunset, repeat. I mean, I could just shut it down right now and be like, all right, good night.
Done. Bye. Done. Bye. Crashing into me.
Nothing will ever be easy as you and me. Tangled up and joining our band, the Raging Idiots, sunrise, Lady Annabella. And I don't know why you don't take me downtown like you got anywhere better to be. Talk it up and give me the go round round like a good time tease. Also with the Million Dollar Show. And by the way, it's called that because that was the first $1 million we made for charity, our band, the Raging Idiots. We were just playing and playing and playing. And we thought that this show was going to be our $1 million mark. And actually, it ended up being our $2 million mark the first time we got to it. But that's why we call it the Million Dollar Show, because we thought that'd be when we raised $1 million for charity. So every year we do it. It's the Million Dollar Show number 4. Luke Bryan and Lady A are going to show up and play with us. Also, Cole Swindell. Even though we break up in the end. Come on. John Party. Might have a little dirt on my boots, but I'm taking you uptown tonight. Might have a little mud on my wheels, but they gone. Maggie Rose. When I am thinking low. Also, Three Doors Down, so this would be cool. If I go crazy, then will you still call me Superman? If I'm alive and well, will you be there? I'm holding my hand, I'll keep you by my side. Bailey Bryan. Oh, Lord, I don't have the answer. Adam Hambrick. Rachel Womack. Oh, what love can do, love can do, love can do, someday. There you go, tickets go on sale on the 7th, is that Friday? On Friday, tickets go on sale at 10 a.m. Central Time, so that's our show. It's the Raging Idiots, our band, and all those artists are going to stop and play with us, and it's just going to be a nutty, nutty show. So... if you, by the way, if you haven't heard our amazing songs.
Like, not to mention.
Not to it. Mention, yeah. Like Chick-fil-A, but it's Sunday. I want Chick-fil-A, but it's Sunday. That's right. Or Namaste. Don't know nothing about yoga at all. Probably gotta hit the road, but Namaste. Namaste.
Namaste.
So there you go. It's a big announcement. Playing with us will be Luke Bryan, Lady A, Cole Swindell, John Party, Three Doors Down, Maggie Rose, Bailey Bryan, Adam Hambrick, and Rachel Womack. That is it's a cool show. All for St. Jude, by the way. How you feel about that, Amy?
Feels pretty awesome. It does. That lineup is amazing.
I might get you tickets. Let me check. Let me see if I know anybody.
Okay. Well, I put it on my calendar, so let me know.
I can get you one ticket.
Sweet.
And it's standing room only. Are you cool with that?
And it's not guaranteed.
Yeah. You'll be buying one of those poles.
Awesome. Thanks.
Tickets on sale Friday, BobbyBones.com. That's it. Our $1 million show number 4.
The Bobby Bones Show.
All right, we're going to play Amy versus Lunchbox. A little later this morning, we had Tucker Beathard in, so
well,
give Amy 3 questions that dudes would normally know the answer to, and Lunchbox 3 questions that the ladies would normally know the answer to, and we'll see who does the best. By the way, Lunchbox is leading 5-1 in the game
Woo!
Of 10.
Woo!
Amy, what's the typical number of lug nuts on a car tire?
5.
Oh, wow. She comes out quick with 5. That is correct.
Yeah, Amy.
Good. I'm just start going with one of the first things that comes to my head.
In college basketball, the Gonzaga Bulldogs are from what state?
Oh, Gonzaga. They're normally up there in that bracket thingy.
Mm-hmm.
Gonzaga Bulldogs.
What state?
Georgia Bulldogs. Gonzaga, Georgia.
Gonzaga. There you go.
Gonzaga. Where is Gonzaga?
She continues to pronounce it wrong, by the way.
Yeah, it's okay.
What is it? Gonzaga?
It's whatever your heart says.
Gonzaga.
Gonzaga. Somehow she's pronouncing it worse and worse.
Okay. They are from what state?
Time.
I have no idea.
Lunchbox?
Washington.
That is correct. Washington.
Okay.
Lunchbox stole that one. Amy, who are the reigning Super Bowl champions? Who won the Super Bowl last year?
Oh, Tom Brady.
Tom Brady,
and
she
the
said.
Patriots.
And the Patriots,
Who played? I thought he always won and played.
Well, he did play, but he lost to the Philadelphia Eagles.
There you go. Lunchbox stole again.
That's a real bummer.
What's that?
I'm Team Patriots all the way.
There you go. Lunchbox, you stole 2 there.
Yeah.
Lunchbox, over to you. A flesh-toned cosmetic used to cover facial blemishes and dark circles under the eyes is called a what?
Concealer.
Wow. Yes.
What is happening here?
Oh, my gosh.
Got crushed it over here. Lunchbox.
Get off me.
This is funny because, was this question put here on purpose? This Amanda Seyfried one? It wasn't? Because I met her at the Kennedy Center Honors. Yeah. Amanda Seyfried turns 33 years old today. What musical did she star in that featured songs by the group ABBA?
She was in Dancing Queen.
Dancing Queen, which is an ABBA song, but not in...
That's gonna be
Amy,
my guess.
You can steal.
That's going to be your guess.
The Waitress.
No, Mamma Mia.
Oh, I never saw that.
Lunchbox, you are the winner again.
Win, no matter what.
As he stands up and thrusts his arms into the air.
And every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up.
And they stay there.
With a 6-1 dominating lead.
He's oddly really good at this game.
Concealer. Wait, what? Dry shampoo. Wait, huh?
Beer wing.
Mascara. Just nailing up. All right, Lunchbox, nice work, buddy.
Get your Bobby Bones on.
Hey, it's Bobby. I just finished a stand-up comedy show in Greensboro. And I went back to my hotel, and it's pretty late. I don't get off stage until 10:30 or 11, and then I stay and meet everybody after the show. And I got back, and they had announced, right when I got back to my hotel room, that President Bush had died. He was 94 years old. And I was watching, because they had those packages put together.
Mm-hmm, ready to go.
Yeah, once people get a certain age. And those packages, they're so good and so in-depth that you can't make them. It's got to be a weird job to go... Well, somebody's getting kind of old. Let's get to work on their package. Mm-hmm. But it was fantastic. I had it on CNN. It was fantastically done. And I watched probably an hour of it. And they were calling people, too, and they were sharing their stories. And that part of it was live. And so I started reading some stuff about President Bush. By the way, President George H.W. Bush died at age 94. He was the 41st president of the United States. Listen to this. He flew 58 combat missions for the Navy during World War II. He was awarded 3 Air Medals and the Distinguished Flying Cross. So, like, he was a real-life hero before he was a real-life hero, before he was a real-life hero.
Yeah.
Which is crazy. And because we weren't around when this was happening, and we only knew him as older president, and you would see stories about this, but it would just kind of go, but I mean, how crazy. He flew 58 combat missions. His plane was shot down over the Pacific Ocean during World War II. It was shot down during bombing raids about 700 miles south of Tokyo. Then he was 20 years old. Bush and another member of his plane's crew bailed out. He was rescued by a lifeguard submarine after floating in the ocean for hours.
Wow. Whoa. I didn't know that. That's crazy.
Come on. He was an avid sportsman dating back to his days as a first baseman at Yale University. He's like interesting man in the world.
Right.
It's like Forrest Gump.
Wow. In college, he was the captain of the Yale University baseball team, and he played in the first two College World Series.
Well, that's neat.
He was once president for 8 hours when he was vice president. While vice president for Ronald Reagan, he acted as president for 8 hours while President Reagan was in surgery after he was shot.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow, yeah.
So when the president goes and he can't make decisions, they've got to appoint someone else. So his first role as president was an eight-hour presidency. He was the second president to be the father of another U.S. president. Do you know who the other was, Em?
Adams.
Yeah.
Yeah.
John Adams was first. John Quincy Adams. You know, and then George H.W., George W. In 1999, he celebrated his 75th birthday by skydiving.
Yeah.
He also celebrated his 80th birthday by skydiving, his 85th birthday by skydiving, and his 90th birthday by skydiving.
What?
Hmm. Yeah, right? Like, how... Former President George H.W. Bush died Friday. And, you know, some of the stuff that struck me while watching was the friendship that him and President Clinton formed after they got out of office, because they went, you know, partisan aside, why don't we go and actually do things that mean more than just politics? And you don't see that a lot today. And it was really refreshing to see a Republican and a Democrat doing interviews together, going, yeah, okay, so fundamentally, we do have some differences, but super fundamentally, we're human beings. And even he, before he died, the President George H.W. Bush was irritated at what's happened now with the discourse in our country. That was crazy to watch. I was so into it, and, you know, you forget about things. I didn't know he lost for Congress twice. He never won Congress. He ran twice and lost both times.
Didn't know that.
Yeah.
He ran once, lost, then ran again later, lost, and then President Reagan, I think, put him on or somebody put him on like as a something, one of those roles where you're like an ambassador to somewhere. And then all of a sudden he was the surprise vice president pick. And next thing you know, president and then the president. Yeah, it was cool. It was like one of those things where you go, wow, he must have had it all figured out the whole time. He lost twice and just kept at it. And then becomes vice president and then president. It's cool, man. It was cool. I read that he talked to his son on the phone right before he died, and his last words to his son were, hey, I love you. And he said, hey, I love you too.
Which one? George?
George, yeah. Oh. It's just crazy to read all the World War II stuff. Here's what it is. He was this Richard Nixon's ambassador to the UN in 1971.
Okay.
After he had lost running for Congress, Richard Nixon put him as an ambassador to the UN. He was the director of the CIA under Gerald Ford, and then he was the surprise vice president pick. And everyone's like, what? When Ronald Reagan put him as vice president. In 1998, he defeated Michael Dukakis to become the 41st president of the United States. And as I read all this stuff, I mean, this is someone who really served our country in so many ways. Mm-hmm. You just go down the list.
And then created his family. Like, they ended up a lot of them serving. And just think of, like, the generations after him, how he changed the course of where they all went.
Yeah, rest in peace.
Yeah.
And I think he was the first president to throw the first pitch from the actual mound.
Oh, yeah?
Where do other presidents do it from?
In the front.
Oh, they don't go. Oh.
Well, usually they're like 100.
Yeah.
To be fair.
And they weren't captains of their baseball.
And he was a ball player, so he's
and
like.
And a baseball, like, you know, that Bush ended up owning the Texas Rangers for
right.
You know, they were a big baseball. I didn't know that. That's a fun set. You know, it's funny because you say that with a smile, because I was watching a lot of this and I was smiling more than I was super sad. Because it was like, holy cow, this guy did so much.
Yeah, what a life.
He lived a full life.
I mean, he's old as crap jumping out of an airplane. Mm-hmm. And here I am. I was like 28, and I was like, I'm not doing that. You're out of your mind. I'm too old for this. And he's like 90. And one of them, he jumped out by himself. He was like 75. He didn't jump tandem in one of them. I believe he jumped by himself. And I was like, are you kidding me? So, yeah, with complete respect, rest in peace to our former president. Last night on my Twitter, Cole Swindell sent me a message, a public message. He was like, we got to get this guy in the Bobby Bones Show. And I was like, okay. So I clicked it. And I guess this was one of Cole Swindell's buddies. And they were on the bus. And Cole just pulled out his phone and was recording him. I think this is one of Cole's college friends. And I was like, dude, bring him up. So
that's so
is that
cool.
Going to happen?
Yeah. Well, Cole texted me last night. He was like, I'm going to bring him up. If you want. I was like, bring him up. That'd be fun. And if he's good, we'd love to meet him. And so the guy's name is Scotty Cram. But, yeah, I guess it's Cole Swindell's college buddy. So. Isn't that funny?
Well, you know, we would have never known of Cole without Luke.
Yeah, but I didn't know Luke back then.
Oh,
Luke didn't come and go, Bobby.
You got to listen to this
you
Cole
gotta
guy.
You got to listen to this Swindell
good
fella.
Good point.
Yeah. Like, I know. I think that's funny if artists go, hey, I got a cousin. And, like, artists just show up with, like, their mailman or their cousin who's good. And we just, that'd be a funny segment.
That's really funny.
Like, once,
and this is.
Yeah, once a week, Al Dean shows up with his butcher, Bobby. He makes a mean ham hock, but listen to him on the harmonica. He's just ripping it up. That'd be good,
that's
huh?
A good segment.
That's a good segment. So, yeah, Cole's, by the way, we announced it earlier. Every year, my band, The Raging Idiots, we do a show, and artists jump in our show all at the Ryman Auditorium. And Cole is one of the artists who are going to come play with us this year.
Even though we break
and so is Luke, by the way.
Sunrise, sunburn.
And Lady Antebellum.
I don't know why it don't take me down.
And John Party.
I might have a little dirt on my boots, but I'm taking you.
Maggie Rose. And really the one I pulled out of my pocket, I was like, let's do some. Because I always like, I did Hanson. You know, I try to bring somebody that's always better than Ezra. Mm-hmm. I like to bring people that I want to sing their songs. I'll be honest mm-hmm. with you. It's a little bit, because I'm like, let me bring somebody that the crowd will love. And so Three Doors Down is going to
come on.
And come on.
If I go crazy, then will you still call me Superman? If I'm alive, well,
tickets go on sale Friday, BobbyBones.com. Money goes to St. Jude, not for us. Come on, how cool would that be?
Dude.
How annoyed would our audience be, though, if I was like, hey, Brad, just let me sing it. You just play the guitar part. If I go crazy. And they're like, come on, dude.
We'll sing it just like him?
Yeah, we'll do two different versions. Brad, let me do it first. I'll do the whole song, and then you come and do it. So, yeah, it'd be good. I'm bringing some my favorite new artists, too, like Rachel Womack.
Oh, what love can do.
Bailey Bryan.
Oh, Lord, I don't have.
And Adam Hambrick. Anyway, it'd be good. Tickets go on sale Friday.
Just rocking all night long.
Amy comes in with shorter hair today.
Yeah.
Short hair don't care anymore.
Yeah,
getting shorter and shorter.
What'd you say? The longer you're a mom, the shorter your hair is going to get?
That's it. Yes. That's my theme right now.
What's
it's
that?
It's even shorter in the back, but it kind of goes like at a tilt. But my husband was like, he saw me from the back. He's like, what is happening? And I said, well, if I turn to face the front, it's a little longer.
Let me see the back of your head.
See, it like has
the here she goes. Standing up. Yeah, it does look kind of short there. Oh, yeah. I thought you were Lunchbox for a second from the back. I was like, Lunchbox, what are you?
Like if I put my hair in a ponytail, like all the little bottom hairs don't even go up.
They don't?
No.
Well, it looks good. I like it.
Oh, thank you.
Is that called a pixie cut?
I don't know. No, pixie's way short, no,
you
like a
do
boy.
That. Do that. Cut like a boy.
No.
Look just like Lunchbox.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
So there's this woman, Kelly. She happens to be a Pittsburgh Penguins fan, and she also happens to desperately need a kidney. So she just decides to hold up a sign at the hockey game with her need. Like, yeah, hey, I need a kidney. If anybody can help, that would be great. Well, another Penguins fan spotted the sign and felt moved to help. So he went and got tested. Turned out that he was the perfect match. Now, 9 months later, Kelly has a new kidney.
Come on.
Thanks to her new hockey-loving friend.
That's cool.
Who she calls her hero. So shout out to Jeff Lind.
And shout out to, you know what, all Penguins fans. You know what, shout out to all of Pittsburgh. You know what, shout out to America.
Yes,
come on.
Everybody.
Come on, shout out to America. Come on. What's all about?
Just tell me something good.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
What happened, Lunchbox?
There was this 72-year-old woman. She got stuck in the snow in Iowa. She was stranded for 3 days.
In her car?
In her car. Well, she tried to walk away, but she kept falling down in the snow, so she got back in her car, and she would turn it on and off periodically, and she drank kombucha and ate cake, and some snowmobilers, these teenagers, were out just having fun, and they found her car stuck in the snow.
Wow.
After 3 days, and saved her.
Whoa.
Man, so many things. One, she had cake in the car.
Pretty That's cool.
Yeah.
And kombucha.
Where was she going with the cake and kombucha? They didn't go, where's Meemaw? Why didn't she show up?
She left a dinner.
Oh, is that what it was?
And so she was on her way back home and when she got stuck.
Wow. Okay. So luckily
she took leftovers.
Yeah, right? Secondly, smart of her to go back to the car if she realized she actually couldn't travel. The snowmobilers got to her. Wow. I wonder if she had food, she couldn't have been so dehydrated, right?
Right. They said she was in good health for being 72 and stuck for 3 days.
72 is not that old anymore. It's what's crazy. 72 is pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, if someone's 72 and they're like they die, I'm like, wow, that's early. Maybe because we're getting older.
Is that what it is?
Maybe.
Yeah.
That's not that old.
As we start inching toward it ourselves, we're like, 72? Come on.
My sister and I grew up going to this, like, convenience store by our house that this old man ran. We thought he was, like, 90 yeah. when we were little kids.
Is 40?
No.
Ugh.
My sister just sent me his obituary and he died like right now, 90. But when we were little, and so that means when we were seeing him at that convenience store, he was like 60.
Yeah.
But we thought he was like on his deathbed.
And also I think science and health and people we know how to keep ourselves healthier. But that's crazy. But she lived. Everything's good, huh?
Yeah, she's all good now.
And how about you're trapped in a car going, I wonder if I'm ever going to get out of this?
You have to start thinking it's over.
Like, I want, like, you're just like, please, anyone, help me. And then you wonder if you really do see a snowmobile or if that's...
Oh, hallucinating?
Oh. Yeah. Do you stay awake the whole time hoping you see someone or do you have to, sleep, right?
Maybe you take little naps. But then is she good at rationing the cake? Because that's my...
I want to talk to her. Can someone get her on the phone?
Yes, I have so many questions.
Because I would eat all the cake immediately.
Me too. That's not smart. Like, we would be those people that would be, we'd be given a piece to ration, you know, and we would eat it all. Like, there's
no, I'd when you're in a game of skill.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, yeah. I'd be like, Amy, we'd play a game
of... up with some game where he knows you're going to lose and he would eat your cake.
What was that? I read that book and it
he
was
recently...
He sets
the rules and everything.
A movie where they got stuck on a raft. They went down in World War II. Anyway, there was only a certain amount of chocolate. And while everybody else was sleeping, one of the guys there on the boat, true story, real life, he ate all the chocolate. Everybody's. And they all woke up and they're all delirious and they're all mad. And like... He ended up getting eaten by a shark and I was like, karma.
I wonder if they threw him off the boat.
No. They.
Do you know the real story?
Yes. Yeah.
Amy's paraphrasing.
No, I read the book.
Go ahead.
Right. So
this is real.
He ended up dying.
Yeah.
Some of the guys on the boat wanted to kill him when they woke up the next morning and realized he had eaten all the chocolate.
And they did.
But one guy on the boat said, no, we cannot do that. Like, we cannot do that. Like, because they were military, they got shot down. And so he ended up dying, and then they had to dump him in the water to survive. Once he was dead.
But he's also the one that ate all the chocolate.
Yes.
You know what I would have done? Not to give away my tricks.
What?
But I would have, first of all, I'd have probably eaten all the chocolate.
You would have been the dude to eat the chocolate.
But then I would have been like, guys, you guys ate all the chocolate.
Right.
Why did you
don't
guys,
remember that?
Everybody was sleep eating, and I was like, stop eating your chocolate.
And then we would do what we would normally do. Like, well, I guess Bones is right. I mean, he's always right.
I pull out a deck of cards. All right, let's cut the cards. High card gets the chocolate.
So dumb.
But she lived, huh?
She lived. She's good.
Oh, yeah.
She must have rationed the cake.
Good. Yeah, good for her. Her German chocolate lasted just enough to get into the snowstorm. Amy just pulled up the picture of President George H.W. Bush's casket, and his service dog is laying in front of the casket, and the caption is just mission complete for a service dog. Yeah, pretty crazy, man. I told you, it was this sense of, as I was watching the big package they put together on CNN in the middle of the night about his life. And it was just, he just lived such a full life. And usually when someone dies, there's a real sadness. And there's sadness because everybody else was sad. I didn't know him. But I was like, wow, this guy lived a great life and did a lot of great things for us. And so there was almost a happiness when I was watching it. If that's weird, I hope that's okay to say. But I was like, man, he like did so much for the country, did so much for his family. And that dog picture.
Oof. Oh, man, it's getting me. I'm like, ooh.
Yeah, the dog is right in front of the casket. So how was the weekend for you?
It was really good. We finally decorated for Christmas.
Are you decorating even though you're leaving, going to Colorado?
Yeah, so the big debate was get a real tree or put up our little Charlie Brown twig tree mm-hmm. that I love so much. And we opted to go our little Charlie Brown tree route. But it's a great tree, but we're not getting anything real because we're going to be gone so much.
The kids, it's their first real Christmas.
Mm-hmm. They hung ornaments and we watched Elf while we did it. And they both like were laughing out loud at the movie. I'm like, okay, this is great. Now this is our first time decorating together. So maybe now this is going to be our tradition. Whatever day we decide to decorate, we throw on Elf and we, you know, put together the house and make it Christmassy. My son and my husband put lights in the front yard on one tree. I have to take a picture. I don't want to be rude.
To who?
To him.
To your husband? Okay. Oh, but yeah, so you're going to throw him out on Front Street here on the radio. Go ahead.
Well, because now I'm like really thinking about it. Like last night, my son was even like, Dad, let's turn on the lights. And I was like, do we have to? Because it's embarrassing. I need to take a picture and show y'all.
It's that bad?
I just decided that now it needs to be maybe voted on. Like, it's sad. It's like, okay, my husband was so excited, but he thought he was buying a lot of lights, like a lot. But the tree's kind of big, so I guess he didn't buy enough. And it's sort of just like a zigzag of a light, like in a tree. It's really sad. It's bad.
So you would rather go...
like lightless.
Go hard or go home. No lights at all.
Like if I show you... It looks like... You can tell my son didn't do it because the tree's really big. So clearly it had to be an adult man. But it looks like a kid did it.
And what would your husband say if he heard you talking about this right now?
The thing is, I know he's not listening right now. So I feel like I can be more honest. Uh-huh. I don't know if he'll hear this. If you hear it back, honey, I love you, but I'm going to probably have to put a picture up because it makes me... Like, I pulled up to the house, like, for the first time to see it lit, and, like, he called me. He's like, Stevenson, I did the tree. It looks legit.
So you haven't told him this, that it looks bad?
No, it's all coming out right now.
Oh, no.
I didn't even plan on telling y'all this because Bobby knows. I didn't tell him about it. I told him we decorated for Christmas, but I couldn't decide if we should put a picture up, but now I think we should.
Well, bring it tomorrow.
Yeah, I'll take it tonight.
I want to see a terribly lit Christmas tree.
No, it's the front yard tree, right? It represents your house. Like, in our neighbors, their houses look so good. Okay.
Tonight's a big Christmas party at my house, and I think there are, like, 11 of us coming.
Yes.
It's like there are 9 of us that work on the show, and then 2 people are bringing their significant other.
Yep.
Man, that's 7 of us just rolling solo. So we're all going to show up at the house. The time of the party is from
6:45 to 8:45.
8:45.
Wow.
That's concrete, right?
Yep.
8:45.
I'm in
the car.
I'll send a reminder to encourage people to just leave before 8:45 if they feel so inclined.
Yeah. No one, don't feel like you have to stay.
Oh,
yeah,
so early is okay.
Yes.
Just well, late
I think we should have
good.
A release point.
Okay.
You know, and everybody can go, I'm not trying to have everybody at my house till 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock. 2 hours, 6:45. Don't be, let anybody feel the pressure to be early, but also don't be late.
Right.
Oh, man, I'm going to be late.
So, because the door gets locked at 6:46.
What?
That's right.
Oh, no.
And there will be appetizers.
It's true.
What time does dinner get served? Like, what time is
it? 6:45. That's all you need to know. So, Amy has been the one arranging the party. I have been told that it's been all put on my credit card.
All right.
So, I will be dealing with that later.
Request.
Yeah, it's also my house.
You offered. I was like, okay.
Yeah, so we're going to do it tonight. Food-wise, on the menu, do we have some decent stuff? What do we have on the menu?
Oh, do you want me to give the menu?
I don't know. You could give something. But I know that she asked the show what they wanted to eat, and someone had said they want Chick-fil-A.
A nugget platter.
And then someone said they wanted Pop-Tarts.
Yeah, toaster strudels.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
By the way.
And they're the only people that requested, so you know what?
We have them.
Their stuff's going to be there.
Oh, great.
There will, hey, guys in the glass room, there will be toaster strudels and Chick-fil-A at the party.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, you think, oh, let's buy a bone show. They're all fancy. No, we're not.
And keep it real. We have dietary restrictions because we've got vegans, vegetarians, we've got gluten-free, we got dairy-free, we got eat whatever we want.
Sounds like people, a bunch of high maintenance people.
Everybody's all free except for me. I got paid for all of it. I'm like, free, free, free. Not for me. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so we're having things like vegan winter harvest hummus bowl.
Hold on.
Huh?
Go ahead.
With tricolored carrots, acorn squash, and beets.
Okay. What will I like, though?
Oh, you'll like that.
I went to my house last night, got in because I was doing the thing in D.C., and I flew in, and there's food all over my kitchen, right? Not all the way done yet, but just ready to be prepared.
Okay.
And I just started eating it.
No.
I'll be honest with you. Some of it looked good.
You were eating the party food?
I already dug in a little bit because I was like, one, it's at my house. Two, I paid for it. Three, I'm hungry. I can get to like 1 o'clock in the morning. So I ate this stuff. I had some pita chips and some vegetables.
Oh, yeah. That's so supposed to be served with the squash and caramelized onion dip.
Good luck with that.
Oh, great.
I think there'll be some squash and some caramelized onion. Yeah, get new chips, though. It's like during Thanksgiving, people were leaving out pies before dinner.
You start eating the pies?
At my house. Yeah, it's there.
Dude.
Wait, but you don't start with the pie?
No, I'm saying the night before Thanksgiving.
Right.
The pies were out. So I ate a piece. And so when people got there, the pie was already partially eaten. But it's at my house. What? Anything, give me one more item. Give me something I will like. Because so far I'm not into
tasty
it.
Foods, Amy.
Well, that was the appetizers.
Okay, give me like what's the main course?
The main meat.
Yeah.
You want the meat?
My nickname at college, boy. The main meat, but also what we're having tonight. Go ahead.
Garlic, rosemary, lemon chicken with fresh cranberries.
How fresh, though?
Okay.
Say that again.
Okay, y'all, basically like garlic chicken.
That now we're talking.
There you go.
All right, I like that.
Beer can chicken.
Yeah.
It's a Christmas party, so this is a holiday menu. It's got festive things like lemon and cranberries. And
sounds expensive. That's all I hear. Mm-hmm. All I hear is the bill racking up.
Forget it. We'll just get the chicken nugget platter from Chick-fil-A.
We would all be okay with that, right?
Totally.
Me too, and that will be there. Trust me. Like, I'm fine with it too, but I was trying to make this special. This is our first ever Christmas party. And
it's not our first ever party. It's just the first ever one that I've thrown at my house with just us.
Right.
And what's the bar? What's the menu in the bar?
Oh, whatever you guys want. There's beer, liquor. Bobby has Dom.
So you get all the stuff that people have gifted you.
Yes.
We're not opening
Bobby
that.
Bobby has a lot of really fancy alcohol that he's never opened.
Ooh, look at this nice tequila.
So, I don't know.
It's from George Strait.
Who's the musical guest?
No,
that's a good question.
Don't even start.
Who is the musical guest tonight that you booked?
I don't know. If y'all are singing, then y'all, I guess.
Okay.
Oh, wow. So that didn't go too well.
I guess it's going to be us, boys.
All right.
It's the Raging Idiots.
We'll do it.
Tonight.
So we're popping Dom tonight.
We're not popping anything.
We should pop a Dom.
Yeah, we should pop a Dom.
Okay, then bring
did
one.
It, I
you
thought,
have one.
I don't drink.
I have one that someone gave me when we got our kids, but didn't Little Big Town give you like five?
I don't know.
Do you have like five?
We'll find it. We'll find it tonight.
And so who's bringing us? Raymundo's bringing his girl, right, Raymundo?
Yeah, she's down. She already picked out her dress. She's good to go.
Are you going to be proposing tonight?
No.
Ooh, that would be awesome.
What a way.
That would make a great party.
That would make a great party.
We would love it.
Dude, I'll go to 9 o'clock. If you propose,
really?
I go to 9 o'clock.
Do it, Ray.
Ray, for that extra 15 minutes. Come on.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. It would probably be a pretty awkward environment, I would think.
Do you need a ring? Like, you can borrow mine.
Do we turn the game on during the Christmas party, or is it formal?
What game?
Monday Night Football. Yeah, turn the game
Who's
on.
Who's playing?
Does it matter?
Yeah, Redskins and the Eagles.
Ooh, Redskins. They're under a lot of controversy right now.
So don't put the game on?
I saw them all over the ESPN.
All over the ESPN.
Well, like a lot of their players, they're in some heat right now.
Some heat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For just like allowing certain things for their players to do.
I don't know what she's talking about.
I do. I give you a rundown, but I don't want to get into it. It's heavy stuff.
It is.
I'm like, they're basically saying, it's because you're a good football player, I'm going to go ahead and ignore the fact that you do this and this and this in your free time.
All right, so we won't watch the game?
So after all that, no Monday Night Football?
I don't care. You can have it on.
If you haven't realized that Amy's pretty much the boss.
Yeah.
So
we can have the game on in the background.
What time are you coming to my house?
Oh, early.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Like right after the show?
Yeah, no.
Oh.
But I'll probably like get ready there and whatever.
Who's watching your kids?
Our nanny.
Yeah. Amy hates saying that nanny. She hates the word.
Just say we got a babysitter.
Well, but it's not just her. She loves her job. She loves that she's a nanny. It's her job. Like, I don't want to, but it's just, I need a better name. our child care technician.
Here's why. Because it's a struggle for me. Because
I never thought I would
have.
I just never thought I would
have
one.
You have a nanny bones?
For me, yeah. She watches me. She tucks me in at night. And it's a struggle for me.
Yeah.
I get that.
But nanny just feels like such a rich person thing.
Yeah.
And Amy and her husband both work full-time jobs. And she has two kids that need special care because they've only been in America for a year. And one's 8 and one's 11. And it is tough. And when you say it, I go, ooh.
I know, it hurts.
Who thought in the world we would
think? I always told Bobby, like, look, sorry, when the minute we have kids, like, I need to be home. I want to be a mom, and I'm probably not going to work until they're in school and they work again. Well, just so happens I adopted kids that were, like, in school. I mean, I always thought I'd have a baby, you know, but I didn't. I got older kids, so now it's like, well, shoot, they're in school. Guess I'll keep working, but we need help. And so that's our way of doing it.
Yeah, and I have three nannies.
Just yeah. for you.
Just for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Morning.
I have a
morning night. Overnight. Yeah.
I have a wet nurse.
He's a night nurse.
It's a night nurse.
Oh, not a wet nurse. My gosh.
What's a wet nurse? A mom that steps in and lets you breastfeed.
I have one of those too then. Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Tonight's the big Christmas party from my house. People are wondering if we're going to live stream it. How we feel about that?
Okay.
Live stream the Christmas party?
Yes.
Okay.
I think we should. Maybe people can see how, like, not cool we are.
Yeah, I think people hear tri-colored squash and nanny.
No,
and
tri-colored carrots.
Whatever.
Oh.
And they're like, ooh, this Bobby Bone Show, they've sure changed.
No, we haven't. We're super lame, but I think live streaming it will show people that. Because you know sometimes you feel like something's going to be super cool, and you have, like, FOMO. So we should let people in, and they'll be like...
We're all kind of excited to see who Amy's going to bring as a musical guest, though.
Yeah.
We talked about it off campus here. Mm-hmm. We're like, we wonder who Amy's going to have.
Oh, I quit working on that, like, a long time ago.
Yeah, I like how you're playing coy.
Sure you did.
I'll put the kibosh on that. Sure.
Hey, Raymond, who do you think's coming as musical guest?
I want to say one of her friends, so maybe Mokler.
Steve Mokler?
Yeah.
Okay. There you have it. That's his guest. Lunchbox, who's your guest?
Eric Pasolay. She's friends with his wife.
Yeah? Wow. Eddie?
She knows all the little big town people, so maybe them.
Oh, wow. All four of them come up and they sing Christmas carols?
Acapella.
DMing with Karen right now.
All right.
Are you really?
Yes! I knew it!
Wow. That would be awesome.
I'm going to bet Pam Tillis.
How cool would that be?
Just a flyer. Just she's going to show up.
With Kathy Mattea?
Oh, yeah. They're like, shake the sugar tree. All right, we can't wait for tonight. It's our Bobby Bone Show Christmas party. I'm sure we'll have some stories tomorrow. 6:45 to 8:45. Don't be early. Don't be late.
All right. Okay.
The end.
Bones.
I was talking to Sharna, my dance partner from Dancing with the Stars last night. Did you know that contractually, we're not allowed to be seen or be together, even on this radio show, for 6 months?
Why?
In public, unless written permission. We didn't know that. People are like, why isn't she on the show? And my contract says we can't be yet. So I got to write and be like, hey, can she come on the show? I don't know why. I don't know if you win the show, they don't want you going out and getting endorsement deals as a couple.
Oh.
I'm not sure, but we were talking last night. I was like, you can't come on the show or anything. We can't do anything public together.
Weird.
Yeah, it is kind of weird.
I get where it's protecting and it makes sense, but...
I just didn't know it was in there. But that's why I haven't had her on the show.
Yeah.
Because I want to go to jail. What if they put me in dancing jail?
Oh, if you break the contract, you go to jail?
I go to dancing jail.
Oh.
But they just make you dance all day.
That sounds terrible.
I'm done. I have to go and train again because I have to go do the tour.
Oh, yeah.
And so I have 2 10-hour days of training coming up. I've lost everything. I'm clueless.
All your steps?
Clueless.
I guess.
I'm back to beginning, dude.
Oh, man.
I'm back to the beginning. I'm going to do, I think, 3 or 4 tour dates during our vacation. That's when I'm doing them.
Oh, of course.
What?
Working during vacation.
I just had no other time to do it.
Yeah. No, I mean, I'm glad you're getting out to go do it, but I also hope you take time to, like, relax.
You know me.
Mr. Relax.
Sure. I wonder what life on the road is like with Dancing with the Stars crew.
I don't know.
It's crazy.
I think it'd be better for me because you're kind of all equals then, hanging out. I'm just like, please teach me. I'm an idiot. Please teach me your ways. I was just begging for people to teach me all the time.
But the pressure's off. I mean, you're just there to entertain. You're not trying to get a high score. Like, you're good.
You're not going to get judged, are you?
I hope not. I hope that's not part of the live show. That'd be terrible. The problem is, Amy, I know you. I think that too, but I don't do anything halfway.
I know you don't, but I feel like that. I'll finish and mess up a step.
I'll be like, I'm so stupid. I go back and throw my dance shoes against the wall. Yeah. So I'm doing that. What else was I going to say? I saw this story about these preschoolers that they're supposed to get apple juice, but instead they were served Pine Sol.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Stunned. Absolutely stunned. My first reaction was wondering why they would store the two in the same part of the building. My son didn't ingest any of it, or I don't think he even put it to his lips. I don't think a lot of the kids did.
Just a sip or a taste or a lick is probably not a real big problem. But if a lot is consumed, then that can be a problem.
How mad would you be, Amy, as mom?
I'd be really upset and just confused as to how that could even happen. Pine Sol is such a strong odor. Like, whoever was pouring that, I mean, there's no way it was a mistake. It had to be a deliberate.
Do you think so?
Have you? Okay, or they can't smell.
Or it's just, honestly, as someone who used to do maintenance, we pour a lot of things into, like, milk carton type things.
Yeah, like gasoline.
And just label them. So if they looked close, I'm not saying it was right by any, and it should have never happened. But we would pour things, like the Pine Sol, I could see it being poured into something, and then watered to make more out of less.
Okay. I mean, you are supposed to add water to Pine Sol. Okay, good point.
You understand what I'm saying?
I'm just thinking that odor to me is so powerful that, like, then they are just clearly, whoever was managing that situation, I would just watch whatever else they're managing because clearly they're not paying attention.
Mm-hmm. That's funny and true. But my only point to yours is we would have to take whatever cleaning solution it was and really water it down so we'd get more out of it. Even like as growing up as a kid, I would tell you about like soap or even Sunny Delight. When we got Sunny Delight at the house, we were very poor growing up and we would get one bottle a month. And what I would do is I would take it and I would use the old Sunny Delight bottle and I'd pour half and half and I'd fill it up with water and then shake it and then I'd have two Sunny Delights.
Yeah.
Now, it didn't taste as good, but it was diluted Sunny Delight. So maybe they do that with Pine Sol. And they shouldn't have in the kitchen. It's a whole thing. But maybe they didn't. Maybe it's an honest mistake.
Okay.
But whoever's honest mistake it was, they shouldn't be allowed to make those honest mistakes anymore.
They need to, like, yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe they have a cold.
I missed the Garth special last night because I was doing the Kennedy Center Arts, which was very cool for me, but I really wanted to see it.
Oh,
how was it?
So good. So good. It reminded me of back in the day when we'd watch Garth like on TV, dude, before Central Park, like when he would do like those live specials where he'd break guitars and what is, dude, amazing. And all the hits.
And it translated well on TV?
Oh, yeah.
It did?
I mean, I don't know if they pump up audio noise or what, but that crowd is in it the whole show.
And Garth was awesome?
Oh, great. It's like he hasn't missed anything. And no disrespect to Garth. He's just 20 years ago was when he was, like, rocking the world. Over 20 years ago. And it's almost like he didn't take any time off, and he's just still doing it.
Yeah.
Like, what is that?
Did he do the dance?
Did all of them.
Oh, he did?
Name the hit, and he did it.
Okay, the dance.
Did it. Be it all, Woody.
Be it all, but who. But I bet he didn't do Thunder Rolls.
Nah, he did it. You ready?
Thunder Rolls. Okay, okay, but I bet there's no way he did Standing Outside the Fire.
Oh, he did it. They're so hell-bent on giving.
That's good though, huh?
Yeah, he even did covers of like the Beatles. He did like a Beatles mashup cover, and then he did, is that Bob Seger? The, what's that song? Oh, it's
the
so
one
good.
That goes, nah.
You know, oh, the,
you give me nothing.
Old time rock and roll.
No,
that he sings or somebody else?
Bob Seger song. What's the big? Oh, the night, month, and working on the night moves.
Working on the night moves.
Dude, so good. I've never heard Garth do that.
I did. I'm diehard Garth. So is Eddie. Big Garth fans. And I went and watched him in Vegas when he just did the headset mic. And that's what he did is he played half covers of songs that influenced him and half his own songs. And he played everything from Motown stuff to new pop stuff. It was crazy.
Okay.
Garth would have been good at whatever he decided to do.
Mm-hmm.
He's that good of a singer. And so, good. Maybe go watch that. Is it still available?
I mean, I DVR'd it, so I can lend it to you. You want to come over and watch it?
Can you put that on VHS?
put it on Instagram.
Yeah, do like you did Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, the whole
put
show?
Put the whole thing on Instagram. Okay. Yeah. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So there's a trend in baby names right now that has seen an increase over the last year, like 30% increase, and that's parents naming their kids after food items, and the most popular names, kale, kiwi, and maple.
You know, I'm going to say this. I don't hate him. Yeah. I wanted to. When Amy started to say them, I was like, come on, we're going to name a kid Pistachio. But no. Like, kale.
Mm-hmm. It's mostly stuff from the produce aisle.
It's a tad ridiculous. But really, I don't hate the name kale. It sounds like a Cade or a Cade. Mm-hmm. And then what's the other one?
Kiwi and maple.
It's kind of cute.
You know,
kiwi? I know.
I wish I hated it more, but I don't, guys. I'll be honest with you. And maple sounds like a grandma. Grandma names come back. Maybe that's it. Yeah. Maple. Yeah. All right, what else, Amy?
So some radio stations are banning Baby It's Cold Outside because the lyrics seem, you know, inappropriate.
One station did because they got one call and it's turned into a whole news story.
Well, they put up a poll online and people got to pick like they shouldn't do it. And now people are like freaking out because now that song, it's like a Christmas staple and it's not going to be played on that station anymore.
Let me say this about this. We called this song out 7-8 years ago.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Creepy. It's definitely creepy.
We were like, it's kind of creepy, but...
Baby, it's cold.
The thing that I'll say about this song is, yeah, it's kind of creepy, but he's not forcing her to stay.
Yeah, he's just reminding her.
He's trying to convince her to stay.
Cold.
Yeah.
And she's like, I got to go away.
But baby, it's cold outside.
It's definitely creepy.
And I think
this radio station is doing it just for attention.
Oh.
And I get it. You know, in the day of attention, you need it. But, you know, can we find things we're really upset about that are really affecting her?
And this song's been around for a long time.
Well, yeah, but just because...
It's not like it just came out.
Right. And like, why now all of a sudden are we like, oh.
But then again, I like the name Kiwi, so what do I know? You know, I gotta be honest, too. You know, whatever. I did see it. It is interesting. They were doing it just for attention. They got it, so good on them. But things were different back then. Guys were allowed to be creepy, and they shouldn't have been.
Maybe she lived with her parents as an older
mustache
person.
Huh?
She lived with her parents. So maybe
who, this fictional character in the song?
Older.
She does, because, your mother will worry.
And her father's pacing the floor, and that part gets creepy, because it's like, she still lives at home.
Well, I need more background.
But then we don't know how old the dude is.
Yeah, he wants her to have a drink.
Yeah, but well, Amy, didn't you drink before you were of age?
And the legal age back then was probably 12. 17, 12. Yeah, 12.
They were getting married. Like, my grandma was getting married. She was like 15.
See, it was just a different time.
Different time.
Mm-hmm.
What else, Amy?
Sometimes I like to leave y'all with fun facts.
You do.
To just share with people. Listen to this. Edwin Benny, he's the guy that created the Crayola crowns.
The crayon?
I know.
What?
Crayons.
That's how she says crayons.
Crowns?
Lunchbox says ambulance, ambulance. And Amy says crayons, crown.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
The things you color with?
Mm-hmm.
He was secretly colorblind for 37 years.
Secretly? He didn't want anyone to know?
He didn't want anybody to know because he's the creator of crowns. The colors.
She says that's so weird.
You don't even hear the story because all you hear is her going, crowns.
Yeah. Well, whatever. Can you imagine being colorblind and being the creator of all these colors?
And the way she says blind.
Wow.
You hear that?
What?
Colorblind.
Colorblind.
She does a lot of weird emphasis. Like when she says the place that, I enjoy the Mexican shells.
Taco Bell.
Okay.
Yeah.
But instead of saying Taco Bell, she goes, Taco Bell.
And that comedy TV show at night.
Yeah, late at night on the
Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, on the weekend. She doesn't say Saturday Night Live. She says...
Saturday Night Live.
Saturday Night Live.
So funny. Amy.
We just put emphasis on different words.
In our life, we just put emphasis in different places. You know what I mean?
It's fine. So, yeah. Anyway, shout out to Edwin. 37 years he kept that secret, which I don't even know how he did it. How do you come up with colors?
I was watching the news. There was a story. Did you guys see the Brett Favre story about those people that made
it? Oh, my goodness.
Wait, what?
So I've shut down doing videos for people anymore because of this.
What happened?
Well, so...
You mean, saying hey to people?
Here's what happened. So there's this... Brett Favre is doing these videos, and they were like, hey, say this, Brett Favre. I don't even want to say what he said, because it's all a code word, by the way. Basically, you could say, hey, my name's Brett Favre. I want to shout out to A, B, C, and D, and at this place. But what he didn't know is they were getting him to say all of these white supremacist things because they were just normal words. So all of a sudden they have him saying it and they put it out online.
Ooh.
I see.
And so I do videos for people all the time. They're like, hey, we say hi to my cousin Jim over in Cincinnati and say, you know, you hope that the clarinet's doing great. And I'm like, Jim in Cincinnati, what's up? It's Bobby. The clarinet's cool. Right?
Mm-hmm.
But because of this story, I can't do that anymore because I don't know what people are making me say. And 99% of the time it's good. But they got Brett Favre. They got something Soulja Boy.
Whoa.
And they had, you see it, Lunchbox?
I didn't see who else they got. I just saw Brett Favre, and I stopped there going, oh, boy, that is dangerous. That ruins videos for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
For everybody.
Because he's like, hey, it's Brett Favre here with a shout-out to. In the group, it just has a normal name. I don't even want to say who they are. But he says, you guys are – it's a thing.
Mm.
But unless I know what I'm saying now, I'm not going to say it no more. I can't do videos because they got him.
I mean,
and they have a video of him, and it's on the internet of him shouting out all of these really bad people.
That's no good.
That's no good.
I'm glad they got to the bottom of that, too, because it probably just seemed, initially just seemed like, wow, like, this is Brett Favre, and this is what he really wants and means.
No, I don't think that's it.
Okay.
What these guys in the white supremacy group put it out, like, look, we got him.
Oh,
saying it.
Oh, wow.
And Brett Favre's people were like, no, they just told us to say that.
Man.
That happened. So what happened is after shows, like, I did two comedy shows. I did a theater in Greensboro, a theater in Virginia Beach. Two great shows, and I'll stay after and just meet everybody. And I'll do videos for people and pictures, and I got to shut the videos down.
Man.
And it stinks that things like that make that happen. But I did that, and then went to – it was the final show of the tour, right? And so, you know, end of the tour, you go out, you do a thing.
You went out?
I mean, I went to Cheesecake Factory.
Oh, you didn't go out to the clubs or anything.
Okay.
Yeah. So the opener for me was Abby Anderson, who's just a great artist.
Make him wait by the phone. The door to meet your dad before ever.
So we went to Cheesecake Factory and we just crushed it. I had cheesecake and nachos.
Oh, wow, man. You went hard.
Ever since Dancing with the Stars, I've given up on anything healthy at all. I'm starting to get a little soft, but that's okay.
Yeah.
So, but I got to get back on it. But we went hard. That was
end of the tour. Like, what, you like, do you gift all your people ATVs and stuff? Like,
like Keith Urban does?
Yeah, like,
when he
they
buys
do.
Them all cars?
Yeah.
No, I got a piece of cheesecake.
You just took it to Cheesecake Factory?
I gave Abby like a half piece of my cheesecake. That was about it.
So, like, the real stars and a tour. Let's go to the bar. It's all on me. ATVs. Here's a free motorcycle. Mm-hmm. And you take Cheesecake Factory.
You want Cheesecake Factory. But to be fair, I had different artists out the whole time.
Oh, that's like, true. Yeah.
So,
bunch of different ones.
Yeah, like seven or eight different people. So, I would just take one out every weekend or so.
You can get them a bicycle or anything?
You know, use scooter.
Nothing.
Take them to the pawn shop, whatever you want.
It's your choice.
It's good, though. I had a good weekend. That Kennedy Center Honor I did last night for Reba, that's why I couldn't talk about it, was a surprise for Reba. Like, she didn't know who was going to come out and present to her.
That makes sense.
And it airs on the 26th on CBS. And so the show starts, and Gloria Estefan is the one who introduced me.
Whoa!
Oh, wow.
Yeah, she's
that's
like,
cool.
She's like, hey, and now the most powerful man in country music, and he's a pretty good ballroom dancer, Bobby Bones. And the crowd's like, they don't know who I am, right? Nobody does, right? And so I go, because they're old, too. And they're like, Supreme Court justices there, and there's like congressmen, senators.
They don't watch Dancing with the Stars?
Or listen to the show.
Or listen to the radio show.
Huh. Or watch American Idol.
Nothing?
Nothing, really. And so I went out, and I tried to be a little bit funny and a bit poignant, both, and walk that balance. And so I went out, and Reba's sitting up. I can see her. She's in a box at the theater. And so she doesn't come out of the box from up there. And I'm on the stage talking, and I'm both talking to the camera and talking to Reba. And I love Reba. And that was the whole point of it. And I was like, Reba, you know I love you. And I think what I said first was, I said, you know, I told you in private I love you, but I just want to tell you in front of all these fancy people.
Love it.
And so they, you know, got a mild chuckle. The crowd was still so cold because I was the first one on the show. And they were old. And I don't know that I was that funny.
Mm.
And then I was like, Reba. I can't remember exactly how it went, but I was like, you know, even though you're a massive, I was talking about the first time I saw her in concert, I was 12, and she came out, and I was like, even though you're a massive superstar, and even though I was in nosebleed section Z99, and even though I was just a 12-year-old with a mullet, I knew you were singing just to me. And I got mild laughter, but I meant all that, too, because it was all true. I did have a mullet at 12. I did go to the concert in nosebleed seats. And then Lady A came out, and they played, and it was fantastic. And everybody did Reba songs.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I chose to sing. No, I didn't sing.
No, did you? No. Like, ever you sing too? Okay.
I did a video package.
You did fancy? And now with her biggest awesome song.
And I shall do
Bobby
fancy
Bones.
Acapella. So, yeah, it was good. Did I have clips of all the people that were there last night? So I went and I go first. And what an honor, because I'm not famous. Everybody else was famous after me. And I go out and I do my thing. And I throw to Kelly Clarkson. And so, and Kelly's on the side of the stage. And she didn't sing this song. She sang a Reba song. So she did a song, and then Lady Annabelle did a song.
It's a quarter after one. I'm all alone and I'm
Brooks and Dunn.
Oh, I saw the light.
Then at the end, we all walk out on stage together, and like Reba stands up. It was a whole thing. It was the coolest thing I've ever done.
That's
as far
awesome.
As like people thinking, because what am I? I'm just a dorky radio dude. But it was good. It was good. And then Cher was there.
Do you believe?
Cher got honored. I think they honor like four people a year. I saw Herbie Hancock.
You did?
Uh-huh. I stood right behind backstage. I saw I talked to the guy from Hamilton, Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Yeah.
I had the mirror ball with me earlier in the day, and he was there.
So was he, like, introducing somebody like Cher?
No, he was getting an honor.
Oh, he was?
The cat.
Oh,
wow. Those three people that wrote the show.
Okay.
And so they were back there. And Mike D saw me talking to him.
Rode an elevator with him.
Yeah, Mike D rode an elevator with him.
What? What'd you say to him?
Nothing.
Yeah. He just stared.
He was really nice, though.
He's become quite a celebrity now.
Yeah, it was good. Talked to that Amanda Seyfried last night, the girl from Mean Girls and Mamma Mia now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. What's
she
up?
Getting digits?
She's married with kids.
No, I'm just talking about in general. You're at a big event. There's a lot of celebrities, so there's probably some good-looking women there.
I'm probably the least desirable person at that entire event. Everybody's cooler than me. I'm like the guy that probably 11 people said no, and they were like, all right, just draw a name out of a hat. All right, Billy Bones, bring him up. Well, honest to God, when I got offered to come to this thing, because it's such a big deal, I thought they just want to be sitting in the crowd.
Yeah.
They were like, hey, we want to invite you. And I was like, oh, that's nice. I get to sit in the crowd. I've always seen the show on TV. And so I was like, yeah, it sounds fun. I'll go up after my Virginia Beach show. And then I went, and they were like, no, you're going to start the show. I was like, what? And so.
Crazy.
Yeah, pretty good. Pretty fun. Got to wear a tux.
Look sharp.
It's on my Insta story.
Yeah.
It's cool.
You wearing that tonight at the Christmas party?
Oh, no, I it's all wrinkled.
Oh,
now.
You had to return it?
Yeah, oh, I definitely rented it. Oh, yeah.
Al's formal
Listen,
wear.
As fancy as all this sounds, I rented that tux.
Yeah, you
it
did.
It was like prom, baby.
And the bow tie was one of the clip-ons?
The bow tie was a clip-on.
That's what I'm talking
Absolutely.
About.
Absolutely. It was.
And you had to ask someone, is my cummerbund right? Does it go up
I
or
have
down?
A cummerbund, but they did fix me like three times because I couldn't keep my stuff straight. Yeah. Yeah, I never quite fit in.
The Bobby Bones Show.
That's going to do it for us today. Appreciate you being here. We'll see you tomorrow. Thanks to Tucker Bethard for stopping by. Got a new record out. I advise you to check that out if you're looking for some new music. Otherwise, have a great Monday, and we'll check you here on Tuesday. Instagram, Mr. Bobby Bones. Have a good day, everybody. Bobby Bones.